And we start by having a conversation with a wide receiver with the Minnesota Vikings. He's entering his third season with the Vikes. He had a career-high 50 receptions, 655 yards, and 7 TDs last season. So a big year. He was the 176th pick overall in 2020 out of Miami. The Vikings open up their season against Green Bay on September 11th. He is hosting a youth football camp on June 11th in Michigan. We'll talk about that. KJ Osborne is my guest. KJ, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. Always good to have you. So break it down for me. What's it been like in preparation for year number three? How's your offseason going so far? What's your process been like?
Right. The offseason has been really well, man. I start my offseason in Miami, you know, down with my trainer, Mo Wells. That's who's been doing all my work, you know, ever since I came out coming from the combine. And that's where home is. You know, I went to school there. So just working on my speed, getting my body back right, you know, working with a couple of my trainers, TA and Goldfeet Global and Pete, you know, and tight end you, a couple of guys, things I do on the field, a couple of my goals, getting ready to kind of go back into OTAs, you know, new offense, new coaches, things like that, just making sure I'm prepared.
Well, I know you have goals, and I know that you post them where you can see them. I'll get to that in a minute. Now, when you and I spoke in October, we had had a conversation after that game-winning touchdown in overtime against Carolina. That was one of a number of highlights in a breakout season. When you look back on last season, what kind of thoughts do you have, and how does that lay the foundation for what you're looking to achieve this season?
Right. The kind of thoughts it gives me that, you know, I can play in this league, that I can have success in this league. You know, it's given me a ton of confidence, knowing that, you know, when I go out and I put the work in and, you know, do the little things right, that, again, you know, I can be successful. And for myself, you know, I feel it as only scratching the surface, man. There's a bunch of things that I want to do to be a, you know, a premier receiver in this league, be one of the best, you know, slot receivers or, you know, all-purpose receivers in this league. I mean, to help my team, you know, win a championship. You know, that's our goal here in Minnesota. Like I said, we're super excited having KO here. Obviously, me playing alongside Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, two guys that, you know, I can continue to learn from, and, you know, I can really be that third weapon to take us over the top.
KJ Osborne is joining us. I want to be very clear about this. When we talk about you being one of the elite players at the position, we're talking about this after you made an enormous leap from special teams in year one to being a significant contributor to this offense, to talking about where you fit in among the better receivers in the league. How much pride was there for you to take that step and earning the trust of everybody involved?
Right. It was huge because, you know, my rookie year, you know, for myself, I feel like I got out on a bumpy start, you know, on special teams. You know, I didn't feel like I really displayed, you know, putting my best foot forward, you know, the type of player that I could be. So, you know, I mean, ever since I walked off the field in Detroit, you know, in week 16 off my rookie year, you know, I kind of, you know, gotten this, I don't know what to call it. This, you know, I want to. Next year is my year. You know, next year, I'm not going to have the same feeling walking off the field again, you know, after the last game of the season. So, again, I worked my butt off. You know, when I came back to OTAs, you know, that was, you know, that was like my Super Bowl. You know, I wanted to come back, you know, show you the team and my coaches, my teammates, you know, the front office, Kirk, that I can be trusted, that, you know, I'm somebody that can contribute and help this team to be better. So that was just kind of my goal and my mindset, you know, and a lot for me had to do with confidence. You know, just being comfortable out there and, you know, playing my game. And, you know, I want to continue to do that and continue to build.
KJ Osborne, my guest. I want to be clear about something because you cut out for just one brief second. When you walked off the field after that 16th game, did you just kind of decide? Was there a flip in your mindset? Did you decide in that moment that I don't want to feel like that again and I'm going to change the way I do things? Did you make a conscious decision and then act on that? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, it's funny, I've spoke about this before. I actually took a picture in the hotel, you know, just like a picture in the mirror. And I'm like, you know, next year I'm not going to feel like this. So, you know, obviously as a rookie, and I'm coming in, you know, as the season winding down, you know, a lot really can't change. You know, we're deep late in the season, you know, as far as like rotations and things like that. So, you know, I just kind of had to wait for my opportunity. All right, let's you know, get off, you know, dust yourself off, you know, let's get back in the fight. And that's kind of, you know, what I did walking off that field in week 16. I did not take a lot of time off at all, and, you know, I hit it.
I love that. So what did you do with that picture? Did you keep that picture? Do you look at that picture?
Yes, I do. I still do have that picture. You know, the reason I kept it is because, you know, I wanted it to pop up this year. Excuse me, it will be last year. You know, I wanted it to pop up in week 16. It's all right, did I keep my commitment? You know, so when I think I took it on Snapchat because I wanted it to pop up in my memories. You know, the 365 days ago, 360 days ago, you know, this is how I felt. You know, how do I feel a year later? And, you know, I remember when the picture popped up, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, I really put the work in. You know, I'm doing this. You know, it was a kind of proud moment for myself. But, you know, I just wanted to keep going. But it was something that I intentionally did, you know, so I can kind of hold myself to it.
I love this story so much. Like, I'm trying to talk to you about some other things, but just one more thought about that. So when you saw that picture a year later, like, what kind of thoughts did you have? How did that make you feel? How did you look to yourself in that picture compared to how you looked to yourself a year earlier?
Right. It was just confidence. It was just like, man, I knew I could do it. You know I can play in this league. I knew, you know, what I could do. And one of the things for me was like, it's not what everybody else says. It's not what everybody else, you know, is writing about or what's going around. You know, it's between me. You know, obviously the story could be, you know, KJ Osborne, you know, rookie receiver, you know, struggling, you know, yada, yada. You know, so myself, I'm like, you know, why can't the narrative be, why can't the story be next year? You know, this guy was, you know, we didn't even know if we wanted him on the team. Not saying the team saying that, I'm just giving an example. We didn't know if we wanted this guy on the team to, you know, this guy has, you know, 50 catches, 7 touchdowns, whatever, whatever. Of course, to the outsider that you know, may have counted me out, it may think that, but, you know, I feel like I control the narrative. You know, they're going to say, you know, whatever I do on the field, like I have that control. So I'm like, you know, after I kind of took that picture, like I went back to the drawing board, you know, what can I do different? How can I come into this thing more prepared, more it is to get that chance on the field and be able to be consistent and be confident and, you know, be able to play. So like I said, it was a moment for myself that like, you can't do this. So, you know, like, now I get to this year, I'm like, okay, why can't I make an even bigger leap? Why can't I do the same thing, you know, to accomplish some of the goals that I want to do now?
I love that. My takeaway from that is twofold. One, you v you. It's not about everybody else and all the other noise. It's you v you. And then number two, ownership. You just owned it. You owned it. I got to be better. Right. I got to do better. I got to improve. KJ right. Osborne is joining us. You mentioned KC or KO, Kevin O'Connell, your head coach. I had him on the show during the draft. I've got to say I was really, really impressed talking to him and hearing what he had to say. What are your early impressions of him, and how fired up are you to be playing for him?
Oh, man, I can speak for the whole organization, man, the locker room. Man, we love him. We love him. You know, he brings a new energy, you know, around the building, you know, obviously, a great offense that's coming in. You know, they're coming in from L.A. Like I said, we're so excited. We're super excited, you know, for all the things that, you know, we have in store to do on offense. You know, he's a super smart guy, you know, really, really cool and easy to talk to. You know, makes us feel really comfortable. Like, kind of like that family feeling again, almost like we're in college. We love him around the building, and you know, we're super excited for him here in Minnesota.
Let's see, you started to touch on this, but if you could again, when you look at the Rams offense and you look at the way they spread the ball around in the passing game, what kind of thoughts do you have? Or better yet, what kind of a role do you anticipate for yourself this year?
Right. When I look at that offense, obviously, you know, they're spreading it out and, you know, they're doing multiple things. They're going fast, they're going slow, they're controlling the tempo. They have the ability to do a lot of different things. I think we have that as well. Obviously, you know, us three at receiver, you know, we got Irv coming back from tight end, so I'm super excited about. Obviously, we got Dalvin and Maddie back there. You know, we're obviously led by Kirk. I feel like we have a lot of weapons as well that, you know, a great coach like KO and our OC, Wes Phillips, to be able to, you know, play with and move all around. So I'm super excited, man. As far as the role, I think I'll be more like, you know, kind of all around. I'm a guy, you know, I can play X, I can play Z, I can play F. You know, my main position is F, but I'm a guy that can kind of move all around. I can play inside or outside. You know, rather that be blocking or, you know, bubbles or, you know, going deep across the middle, make third down catches. So it doesn't really matter. I feel like more kind of like a little chess piece is kind of moving around.
I like it. KJ Osborne joining us. And before I ask you about your camp, I need to ask you about your dog, a.k.a. at Fat Larry. Last time you and I talked about your dog, Larry, a.k.a. at Fat Larry on Instagram, he was trying to bite your ankles during our conversation. I know that he recently graduated from doggy school. How did he do in class?
Oh, man, he did amazing. He did amazing. You know, for some reason, Larry is always – he always steals the show. Wherever we go, whether that be in class or we walk into the airport, you know, Larry always gets the attention. So he did an excellent job. I was really proud of him. Last couple classes, he got a little bit of senioritis. you know, trying to lay down, how to get him going a little bit. But I'm really proud of him. He's doing a great job. He did a great job.
You got senioritis. KJ Osborne joining us. All right, so after the season was over, you went back to your high school in Ypsilanti, Michigan. You spoke to the kids there. How did it feel to be back there as a role model, and what was your message to them?
Man, it was a dream come true, man. It was a dream come true. Myself and Tyler Mabry, who I'll touch on later, obviously, about the camp. Not many people know if they do or not. You know, me and Tyler have been best friends since we were sixth grade. Went to middle school together, high school at Lincoln High School, high school at IMG together down in Bradenton, Florida. Went to Buffalo together. And when I transferred to Miami, he went to Maryland. But that has always been our goal since we were, you know, those kids that I was speaking to. You know, we want to make it to the NFL. We want to come back and pour into our community because, you know, from Ypsilanti, Michigan, you know, we don't really have guys that, you know, are going to the NFL, you know, that are coming back and, you know, doing a lot of things. You know, our first goal was just to go D1. And that was our goal. So, man, again, that was a dream come true, man, going back and speaking to those kids, you know, pouring into them. I was just kind of telling them about, you know, hard work and what hard work does for you. I feel like that's kind of my story, man. I came out of high school, and I think I was like a two-star recruit. I really only had the University at Buffalo as my only offer. You know, I kind of just grinded my way up, you know, to try to be the player that I was. Obviously, I went to Miami, and you know, I was able to have success there in the fifth-round pick, and then kind of how my rookie year went, and then going to year two, having some success. That's just kind of how my approach has been, and my story is just hard work and grit and fight. You know, it's never really been, you know, just a simple, you know, easy way. So that's what I was just kind of talking to the kids about. Just work hard work and do, you know, focus, you know, being in our community, things like that. So again, man, that was a dream come true, and I was really happy that I was able to do that, and I'm looking forward to doing more.
Great story, great testimonial. All right, KJ, what about the camp itself? It's June 11th. Why is this something that you wanted to do? And if kids want to come, it's free. If kids want to come, how do they go about doing so?
Right. So it was something that I wanted to do again, man, because we didn't have that. You know, when I was growing up, you know, and it's not like it's just like not in my hometown. It's just not, you know, common that, you know, you have NFL players obviously being in the position that we are, that I'm blessed to be in, to come back and be able to pour into you. So I'm like, well, you know, what a tremendous opportunity for myself and Tyler to go back, you know, pour into these kids. You know, these kids need love, man. These kids need love these days. And, you know, to go out there and have fun, you know, also, you know, we want to teach them, you know, teach them how to compete a little bit, you know, teach them things that, you know, they may not have learned, you know, and who wouldn't want to learn from NFL players? You know, I know I would have when I was in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. So I think that it was a tremendous opportunity for us. Again, something that we've wanted to do since we were in sixth grade. So we're really happy that we're able to fulfill it. The camp is actually sold out. It's sold out pretty fast. But this is our first one. It was in the link in my bio. But actually, we do have some couple other shirts available. So for kids that are able to walk up, they'll be able to do so. And again, we wanted to make it free, man. It's not about the money. It's about pouring back. Like I said, these kids need love, especially these days. While we're here, like, I wanted my prayers go out to the families in Texas that had that tragic thing happen, man. There's so much stuff going on in our world today, man. These kids, they just need love and to have fun and to show them that people love them and care on them, man. So that's why it was free. That's why we get a game.
Good for you.
We can't do again more in the future.
I love that. Good for you. KJ Osborne, my guest. That youth football camp is June 11th. It's already sold out. It's free. He is a wide receiver with the Vikings, entering his third season there, coming off a career-high year where he had 50 receptions and huge expectations for the coming season. KJ, great to have you back. Thank you so much. I know you and I will do it again soon. I appreciate you.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
You got it. He made it better. KJ Osborne. I'm always looking for people who make it better.